Hello, thank you for joining the podcast of I Am Standing Strong. This is your host, yours truly, Miss Angela Denise, your certified life and relationship coach, and I help men and women build stronger self, personal, and business relationships. My motto is standing strong through whatever you may be going through, and know that if you keep your faith, everything is going to be okay. If you're trying to reach me, you can reach me on Facebook at Standing Strong Movement. Ask me questions at AskAngelaDenise@gmail.com or give me a call at 832-376-7840 to schedule your appointment. Today, we're going to talk about on the podcast the importance of loving yourself. I'm going to give you some key tips on finding that true love for yourself within. So many times we have a hard time loving ourselves. We can love everybody else. We can do everything for everybody else, but we have a hard time loving ourselves. So I'm going to give you a few tips on finding that love for yourself. So here's number one. Forgive yourself. If you're having trouble forgiving yourself, you know, make sure that you take the time to really look within and take the time to forgive yourself for anything that you think that you have done wrong, any mistakes that you have made in your life. Take the time to forgive yourself, because when you forgive yourself, you also heal within. Number two, stop criticizing yourself. Stop taking the time to talk about yourself, to say about what you do wrong. Take the time to not criticize yourself. You want to make sure that you are talking positive, that you're speaking life within yourself. Number three, praise and appreciate yourself. Always praise, always appreciate where you are at this moment, and understand that growth is a part of the process. Number four, find ways to support yourself. Find different opportunities that you can get yourself into. Find out ways that you can support your dreams, your goals, your hobbies, your abilities. Find that way to support yourself. Number five, do something that makes you happy. A lot of times we do so much for everybody else and we have a hard time finding things to do for ourselves. So take the time, use that time for yourself and find something that makes you happy. And use that time for what I call me time. Everybody needs the time for their me time. Number six, go after your dreams and goals. Don't set them to the side. Go after your dreams and goals. You want to make sure that and you go after your own dreams and goals. So many times we go after everybody else's. So many times we're working within our jobs and we're going after our company's dreams and goals. But what is it that you want to do? What is it that you really, really want to do? And go after those dreams and goals in your life. Number seven, pamper yourself. If it's only one day a week, take a time out. Like if you say maybe Tuesday, take out Tuesday and take that time to pamper yourself. Number eight, celebrate your success. Even if it's a small success, celebrate it. Take the time to celebrate the little successes leading up to the ultimate big success that you will have. Make sure that you overcome your negative thoughts about yourself and think about positive things that you have done in your life to improve yourself. So going over those tips, number one, forgive yourself. Number two, stop criticizing yourself. Number three, praise and appreciate yourself. Number four, find ways to support yourself. Number five, do something that makes you happy. Number six, go after your dreams. Number seven, pamper yourself. And number eight, celebrate your success. Appreciate who you are as a person. Make sure that you appreciate yourself as a person. Make sure that you understand and you appreciate where you are in life, where you've been, where you are currently, and where you're going. Self-love is so, so important. A lot of times we spend so much time taking care of everybody else and we fail to take care of ourselves. Take the time, make the promise today to yourself that you will take care of yourself, that you will forgive yourself, that you will stop talking negative to yourself, that you will take the time to praise and appreciate yourself, to pamper yourself and celebrate your successes. Celebrate your successes. Celebrate who you are. Celebrate where you're going. Celebrate where you are. Celebrate where you have been. So thank you all for joining in today to our podcast. I am Standing Strong with your host, yours truly, Miss Angela Denise. I am your certified life and relationship coach, and I help men and women build stronger self, personal, and business relationships. My motto is standing strong through whatever you may be going through, and know that if you keep your faith, if you keep God first in your life, and you stay prayed up, y'all, everything is going to be okay. If you're trying to reach me, you can reach me on Facebook at Standing Strong Movement. You can ask me questions at askangeladenise@gmail.com. Give me a call to schedule your appointment at 832-376-7840, or check us out on our website at askangeladenise.com. Thanks everybody for joining in today to the I Am Standing Strong podcast with your host, yours truly, Miss Angela Denise.